Welcome to Agronomy for Farmer Success, a podcast brought to you by Osmus Farm Supply. Today we have Harlan Osmus in the podcast studio with us, and Harlan's going to talk about a product that's been out on the market. This is its third season, and this product is from FMC, and it is the Xyway brand fungicides. And there are actually with this product two. There's Xyway 3D and Xyway LFR. Harlan, can you talk about, first let's talk about what the difference is between those two, the 3D and the LFR.
Xyway 3D is the formulation that would get applied with the 3D application system on the planter, which takes a quart of water and the rate of chemistry and turns it into a foam. So that bead of foam is laid continuously in the furrow with the seed as the planter is going through the field. That formulation of Xyway, called Xyway 3D, is safe to be put right with the seed in the furrow because its formulation allows that. Its sister product is Xyway LFR, stands for Liquid Fertilizer Ready. And we've used both of these products for two full growing seasons. This is the third. So what we've learned over the last couple years is that Xyway LFR is best kept off the seed at least a half inch. This could be various application methods, from a 2x2 to a furrow jet to a 360 wave applicator. And the newest application method that's being tested is going to be to put it with nitrogen fertilizer in a Y-drop setting. And so we have to keep in mind how that's going to change how this fungicide works. So getting back to some of the basics, Xyway is a single ingredient triazole fungicide called flutriafol. And flutriafol has two words that could describe it best: systemicity and persistence. Systemicity would be systemic, how systemic this product is. And the systemicity of flutriafol is very good. It's very high, which means that as the roots absorb this product through its growing season, it continuously works its way up the plant as the plant grows. So it's very systemic. Persistence means how long the product would stay active in the soil for the roots to access it and get it up into the plant. So flutriafol is very persistent and very systemic, which lends itself to be a good formulation and a good product to be applied at planting time to protect your plant for the entire growing season. That's if it's put on at planting. But now let's consider its newest application consideration being tested this year. Put it in with nitrogen fertilizer at Y-drop at usually that V8 to V10 timing. That means your plant will not be protected from a fungicidal type of product for any diseases that may attack the plant from planting until that point in time.
As we get into a season, Harlan, here where fungicide demands are high, how is this product going to be of value to farmers?
There's a couple different ways we could use Xyway in a fungicide plan for the growing season. In a planned two-pass system, this product makes sense because it is so persistent for the entire growing season that you will protect the plant from normal diseases, I would call it, northern corn leaf blight, your anthracnose type disease. So you could consider your plants protected from those diseases to then concentrate more on the tar spot threat that will vary by the year based on the environment. But if you can focus solely then on the tar spot application as your second application, VT timing, maybe R1, you could do that not worried about other normal diseases. So Xyway is not meant to be a put it on at planting time and be done for the year type of concept. In some situations that may work, but in most, it will be a part of a two-pass program.
Since this product has been on the market now for 3 years, one thing that Osmus Farm Supply does is we do trial products. Xyway has been part of our first to the field testing, and Nate will be in the studio next week talking about that in great detail. But Harlan, in general, can you talk about maybe some of the trial results or results that farmers locally have seen using Xyway the past two seasons?
When this concept came to our table 3 years ago, we were pretty intrigued and so tested it locally as a one-time application at planting with no foliar fungicide after that, compared to the traditional VT to R1 premium product fungicide application. And we did find out that it can perform equally as well as that premium brand applied at your traditional time. Although that's not the way we want this product to be placed long term, it did prove to us that the fungicide ingredient in it is doing what it's advertised at doing. It made us comfortable to recommend this product as part of a disease management program in your corn crop.
And if this is a product that you've kind of heard about and are thinking, hey, maybe this, after talking to Harlan here, thinking that, hey, maybe this is a product we'd like to try on our farm today, give your Osmus Farm Supply agronomist a call and they will walk you through that. And again, if you have any other questions about the difference between 3D and LFR and Y-drop, which application, those agronomists will be able to help you and get you set up with the best timing and best application method and product that will fit your operation. Anything else for us today, Harlan?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for listening to Agronomy for Farmer Success. If you'd like any additional information, please contact your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist. Please make sure to subscribe to Agronomy for Farmer Success on your podcast player of choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and more, to be notified when new episodes become available.